B1 Listening. Worksheet 1.
What do we do if we've hurt ourselves at home? We have many options. If it's just a small injury, we can get a plaster or an ointment at the chemist's. If it's bigger, we go to the doctor's. And if it's a real emergency, we can call an ambulance. But what if none of those things was possible? Mark O'Brien broke his toe when he was out hiking alone, and he's here to tell us about it now. Mark, to be honest, a broken toe doesn't sound that bad, but we know it got you into a very serious situation. What happened?
Hi, Kerry. Well, I was hiking on a mountain on a very hot day, and I saw a river. I have good hiking boots, but I took them off to put my feet in the cool water. Big mistake. I slipped on a rock and broke my toe. It was a small injury, but the pain was terrible. I knew I had to get home fast, so I put my boots back on and tried to walk. At first, I could walk only very slowly, and then it became so painful that I couldn't walk at all, and I had nobody to help me. So my number one piece of advice for hikers is, don't go hiking alone.
But why didn't you just phone someone?
Well, a big lesson I learned is, you can't depend on your phone. I didn't have any phone reception. There had recently been a storm, and I think that had caused problems. Anyway, my phone just didn't work. I had to spend the night on the mountain. Now, I'm an expert in sleeping outdoors. I love it. I can build my own bed and make a fire and find food. But now I know that I can't do any of that with a broken toe. I just spent the night lying under a tree, extremely grateful that it was summer, not winter, and that I had food and water. I couldn't sleep because the pain in my toe was so bad. I didn't even have any painkillers. Every hiker should have a first aid kit with them. But I didn't.
But you were rescued in the morning, right?
Yes. My flatmate knew where I had gone, so he called the police and a mountain rescue team found me easily enough. They were really nice, but I felt so stupid.
Poor you. Well, now we're going to talk to sports medicine expert Dr. Mary Green about what you can do if you...